This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Happy Thanksgiving. Millions more Americans are traveling this holiday week after the pandemic wrecked the holiday for many last year. The AP's Mike Hempen takes us on the road and into the air.
From Friday through Tuesday, the number of people flying in the U.S. was more than double the same days last year and less than 9% lower than the same days in 2019. For holiday travelers going by car, the biggest pain is likely to be higher prices at the pump. The nationwide average for gasoline is $3.40 a gallon. That's according to AAA, up more than 60% from last Thanksgiving.
But there are concerns that holiday gatherings could spread COVID. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Johns Hopkins University reports that the U.S. is now averaging nearly 100,000 new infections a day. The seven-day daily average of new reported cases has increased nearly 30% in the last 2 weeks. Hospitals in Michigan, Minnesota, Colorado, and Arizona are now seeing big increases in patients.
200 million Americans are now fully vaccinated. Ahmaud Arbery's mother is speaking out after a jury in Georgia convicted three white men of murdering her son, a black man who was running in their neighborhood. Wanda Cooper-Jones tells the AP.
My faith in the system has been restored, but at the same time, I think about the families, the mothers who lost their sons and daughters that never got justice.
Defense attorneys say they plan to appeal and file other legal motions. At least 27 migrants died yesterday when their small boat sank as they tried to cross the English Channel. This morning, this is fueling tensions between England and France over how to stop migrants from crossing the channel. There's been a coal mine fire in Siberia that's killed 11 people. Dozens of others are still trapped. This is AP News. Another lawsuit's been filed in connection with the deadly music festival in Houston. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel.
This suit is being filed by the family of two close friends from suburban Chicago who ended up dead at the show from the crowd surge. And among those it targets is Travis Scott, the rapper whose set sparked that deadly crush toward the front of the stage. Also named are Live Nation Entertainment and other companies. In all, 10 people died and hundreds were injured when a crowd pushed concertgoers forward, crushing and trampling many of them. The suit joins dozens of others already filed as a result of the tragedy. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Sweden's first female prime minister, Magdalena Andersson, has quit just hours after being chosen for the job. She suffered a budget defeat in parliament and decided it was best to leave the job about 7 hours after she made history by becoming the first woman to lead the country. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.